or call 231-818-8349. Your privacy is our priority.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back into the show. Final half hour of today, this Tuesday, April 1st, 2025 edition. Little housekeeping here. Just noticed a couple of text messages. Kristen Marcus, former Antrim County Commissioner, says it's absolutely crazy that we're still talking about the American Rescue Plan money back from the coronavirus era when it was issued. When I was a commissioner in Antrim County, we were told it had to be allocated by 2023. We had to put it in our budget, spend the money on certain things that they listed according to the act. How they got this extended this long is amazing. Well, that's what Donald Trump and Elon Musk said. Secretary of Education, Linda McMahon, all of them amazed that this was extended until March 28th of next year. Well, the edict went out. It was March 28th of this year. $40 million cut off to 27 districts in the state of Michigan. He's also texting in about this latest story I just read about the press release that came in. Seems like this is a waste of money for enforcement of auto theft. Well, they feel that they need to promote community awareness, prevention programs, and explain the enforcement and prosecution of vehicle theft here in the state of Michigan. This is coming from the Michigan State Police Fund. One of the things that is happening here is the fact that the process, all of this process, folks, leads to the budget. Again, I don't believe they're going to pass. We'll wait and see. But honestly, I don't think it's going to happen. It's not going to happen with the Speaker, Matt Hall. I think he is absolutely bent on getting this budget reduced and is going to push the Senate and the governor's office to do it. And if they don't, well, guess what? It could possibly be shut down. So we'll see where this is going. Now, another story that just came in, and this is really interesting. Michigan Society of Anesthesiologists. They are calling for patients to disclose cannabis use before any surgeries. With, as you know, the Michigan ballot proposal 2 years ago, legalized recreational use of marijuana. Pot shops popping up all over the state. Well, they are still consuming, even though there is a price war going on right now, driving the price down due to the oversupply of cannabis in the state. Well, as a result, the Michigan Society of Anesthesiologists wants to educate the public about why patients must disclose their use of cannabis and even mushrooms before surgery or any other procedure. While cannabis including marijuana with high CBD content, is legal in Michigan, and specifically cites that decriminalized use of plants like magic mushrooms requires patients still need to tell their doctors if they use any of these substances. These drugs can impact how much anesthesia a patient needs and can even increase the risk for heart or respiratory issues, nausea, and vomiting during surgeries. They could also affect post-surgery pain management. Patients may not realize that these naturally derived substances affect anesthesia. It's important to educate patients why they must discuss this with their anesthesiologist, said the president, Michael Lewis. For example, smoking marijuana before going under anesthesia could actually increase a patient's risk of a heart attack during or after the surgery. Our top priority is patient safety, and this is one of the many factors we take into consideration as we care for our patients. Patients who consume cannabis should inform their anesthesiologist whether they smoked it or ingested it. While many patients think that their doctor only needs to know if they smoke cigarettes, smoking marijuana can also impact the lungs and needs to be taken into account as the anesthesiologist makes decisions about using anesthesia on these patients. A patient's anesthesiologist needs to know that if they smoke, regardless of its cigarettes, marijuana, or something else, also, they need to know what they have ingested. Anesthesiologists are not there to judge anybody. What their job is to focus giving the best medical care possible, which is why we're being upfront and transparent about these substances a patient consumes is so vitally important. If the anesthesiologist does not have the full facts in front of them, they could end up causing harm to the patient. Closing, anesthesiologists use their medical judgment to establish an individualized anesthesia plan based on several factors, including a patient's medical history, as well as any consumption of any products, including food. Many times it's recommended that people don't eat after midnight the night before the surgery. The reason? Potential for vomiting during the surgery. Well, if you consume these other types of products, they too could cause vomiting and other heart-related issues. Again, anesthesiologists are medical experts who keep patients safe at every stage before, during, and after surgeries. And we wanted to make sure that we got this information out as a public service. So share this information with anybody you know who's getting ready for surgery, especially if they consume marijuana. You may not even know. Either they smoke or ingest it. Could cause them major, major complications in the event they go in for a surgery. So share this information with your friends. Let them know this is very serious. Got that story at the bottom of the news. Lots of things coming into the radio station today. Absolutely amazing how many stories, breaking press releases we received. Let's see, what else did we get to? I had that other story pulled up. Where did that go? I don't see it. Well, real quick, short story to get in. Today's Supreme Court election. No, this is not an April Fool's joke. In Wisconsin, today, voters are going to the polls to elect a new Supreme Court justice in Wisconsin's Supreme Court. Amazing how much money has been put into this race. George Soros and many others backing the Democrat candidate. Meanwhile, Donald Trump, Elon Musk, and Kid Rock are all there also lending support and even money to the Republican candidate. Kind of interesting because Elon Musk is involved in swinging this election. Why? Because the makeup of their court could flip from 4-3 liberal to 4-3 conservative. In a swing state of Wisconsin, this would be absolutely critical going forward into the next election. One of the things that I think is very, very interesting is the amount of money that's gone into this race. Major, major changes. Because a Democratic win in Wisconsin could lay the groundwork for their party to retake control of the House of Representatives in the Wisconsin state legislature. If they're successful, certain things could be changed with regards to redistricting of the maps and even election laws. So that vote, folks, is taking place today. I'll be monitoring it throughout the day, and we'll be reporting on it tomorrow. Elon Musk versus George Soros, basically, is what it's coming down to. Voters going to the polls in Wisconsin on Tuesday to vote in a normally obscure judicial contest has gotten national attention in an unprecedented amount of money dumping into these campaigns. Very, very interesting. Final segment of today's show. We'll be right back.
And now this from Northern Michigan RV.
Hi, I'm Tony Kessering from Northern Michigan RV in Galen. Get ready for a new adventure with help from Northern Michigan RV. We sell everything from pop-ups and truck campers to luxury fifth wheels, and we have everything to keep you going, including parts, full service, and even propane. And we're open year-round. Don't buy anywhere before stopping into Northern Michigan RV. Off 32 on Expressway Court behind Walgreens and Gaylord. Online at northernmichiganrv.com. Get ready for a new adventure at Northern Michigan RV.
Life is a wonderful journey, from fresh beginnings and future adventures to all the best life has to offer. Along this incredible journey, you want to safeguard what's most important to you. Hi, I'm Tristan Cole, your local Farm Bureau insurance agent, and I'm always nearby to help protect you and your loved ones along the way. Let's talk about your journey and protecting what matters most. Call me at 231-533-6489 or visit me online at TristanCole.com. We're Farm Bureau Insurance, Michigan's insurance company.
Well, I'm sure by now y'all up here in northern Michigan have heard of Curtis Gunsmithing, the little gun shop over here off Picker Lake Road in Petoskey. Mr. Tom Curtis can fix any gun you put in front of him. The Gun Doctor is a certified gunsmith. You won't find one better in the north. And you sure as heck don't have to travel out of town to go see one. Get your quality gun work done right here in your town. Curtis Gunsmithing of Petoskey. Give Tom a call today at 231-838-5571. Come see the Gun Doctor.
At Royal Tire in Petoskey, we know that you've got things to do and places to go. And you need safe and reliable tires that will get you there and back every time. Tires like the Michelin Defender LTX or the Michelin Cross Climate 2. We believe in these tires so much, we put them on our own vehicles. So stop by Royal Tire today and let our tire experts find the right Michelin tire to keep you and your family safe. When you think tires, think Royal Tire in Petoskey.
LegendarySystems.net now offers affordable remote tech support for your computer, the same service that large companies have been using for years. To discuss your needs and pricing, call us at 231-818-8349. Don't take your computer in for repairs. Let us do it remotely. Again, call us today at 231-818-8349.
Hey, everybody, welcome back into the show. Final segment of today. Again, lots of breaking press releases being sent to the radio station. Oh, I just got a text finally came through from Ian Murphy. I apologize. We have nothing. No power, no internet. I texted you at 9 a.m., but evidently it must not have gone through. So reached out to him, tried to have him on the show today. Obviously not happening over there in Gaylord. I heard they were hit pretty hard, so hopefully everything's okay. I don't know about the restaurants even being open. If it's like Sheboygan, it's a ghost town, so I have no idea what's going on, folks. I'm not about to drive over there. We're going to hunker down with what fuel we have in our vehicles. Yesterday, filled up in Traverse City at the Costco, $2.69 at the pump, 5% discount using the Costco Visa card, 13 cents a gallon discount, paid $2.56. All the other gas stations in Traverse City ranging anywhere from $3.29 to $3.39. While I was filling gas up, I heard some ladies had driven down from Petoskey. They didn't have any gasoline available in Petoskey. They wanted to go shopping at a store in Costco, said they may as well fill up while we're here to be able to get back home. So, yeah, pretty amazing what's going on out there. Tomorrow, Wednesday, they're saying, again, severe weather, high winds, possibility of even more ice storms. So we'll continue doing the show every day here on the show's website, yourdefendingfathers.com, as well as the TuneIn app. But 97.7 FM, along with many other stations in Northern Michigan, not on the air. And one of them, WKHQ, over there in Charlevoix County, just east of East Jordan, their tower came down. 638-foot radio tower crashed down on a building, cables, wires, everything all over the place. So that station is going to be off the air for quite a while. Thank God we survived. We just have to get our power and internet back up, and then we'll be back on 97.7 FM, WCHY, Sheboygan. Appreciate your patience, tolerance while we get through this. Many of you with no power at home, I talked with John Studer, Sheboygan County Republican Party. He's in line, he said, to get fuel for his chainsaw. He's going around and trying to help people cut the trees out of their driveways, out of the roadways in Sheboygan. But he said he's never seen anything like this ever. Same thing was mirrored by Janice Vance down in Tuscarora Township, Indian River area. Total devastation. Without power, PING said it could be as much as a week before the power is restored. So hopefully the crews can get out there and get some work done today. Sunny blue skies, very little winds. Try to get as much done as they can today before we get this severe weather again tomorrow. But we will be looking at the news. I'll be following that Supreme Court race in Wisconsin today and also checking the news happening in Lansing. Very little activity going on there with them on basically spring break. So we'll see where we can get this tomorrow, get some news and information to you guys, and greatly appreciate you being patient with us while we get through this. One of the other things that I did want to mention, the Department of Licensing and Regulatory Affairs put out a press release reminding people starting today, April, is Alcohol Awareness Month. They want to make sure that people know about alcohol awareness, make sure that people know that there's things that can be done to help people. And one of the things that the Michigan Liquor Control Commission urges is moderation. Drink a little less this month in recognition of alcohol awareness. While drinking alcohol is part of many of our celebrations and times of relaxation, drinking responsibly is crucial for the safety of everyone. During Alcohol Awareness Month, we join with our partners in the alcoholic beverage industry, public health community, to highlight the importance of safe and responsible alcohol use. Again, do not drink and drive. Have a designated driver, or better yet, call for a ride. It's better to come back the next day to get your vehicle than it is risk potentially harming yourself and others while driving while under the influence. And this is going to be a month-long awareness program put out by the Liquor Control Commission. So greatly appreciate you guys sharing this information, just making sure people are aware of it this month of April. 25% of traffic-related fatalities, according to a recent statistic from the Michigan State Police, comes from driving under the influence. 25% of deaths in auto accidents. We can do better than that, folks. Just need to be aware of it. Well, that's it basically for today's show. Lots of breaking press releases coming in. Greatly appreciate the text messages with you guys. Rick, I'll be sending you that email, that report for you to give to your chief. Appreciate you being on the show today. Your DefendingFathers.com as well as the TuneIn app. WYPV, search for it. God willing, we'll see you tomorrow.
To your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop.
Hey, everybody, it's Trucker Randy, the Yo-Yo Diet King. I have literally lost hundreds of pounds in my life. Slim Fast in the 90s, Nutrisystem in 2000, South Beach, Superfoods, they all worked in the short term, only to gain it all back, plus some. Now that I'm 65, I really wanted to find a program that would increase my metabolism to burn my belly fat, bring my hormones back to my younger days without any exercising. Then I met Missy of My Pure Health Solutions. She explained how her program does exactly what I was looking for. Go to TruckerRandyHealth.com. Follow my journey with Missy and see that I dropped 22 pounds of body fat in the first 14 days without exercising.